This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Mr. Floor Igor Morak, Kari Kohler from the Kohler Group, and the law offices of David Schluter. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Good morning, Chicago. Welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago radio show. We're here until 1. Phone lines are open. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Kari Kohler, welcome to the show. How are you?
Super excited to be here, Dave.
What are we talking about, young lady?
We are talking about if you're considering selling, now is the time. Supply is still exceedingly low. And if you are cold living in Chicago, I'd like to introduce you to our new market in Las Vegas.
I told you.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We just talked about this at breakfast, and I will dive deeper, that due to the fact that over 70% of the homeowners in the United States, because of 2020 and 2021, the low rates, have interest rates, 30-year fixed loans, if they have a 30-year fixed loan, either 3 or below.
Yes.
And that is definitely impacting the availability of housing stock, because when you look at, if Kari sells my house today and I have to go buy another house, rate's going to start with a 6, maybe a 7, depending upon your credit scores and everything. And economically, it doesn't make sense for a lot of people to put their homes on the market right now, and that's why it's still a shortage of inventory.
Definitely a shortage of inventory.
That's wild.
So I said, Kari will be on. I'm talking to Jeremy. He's like, that doesn't kind of make sense. I'm like, well, Kari will be here, and she'll explain it more. Phone number for listeners who want to reach out.
630-587-4700.
Mr. Floor Igor Morak, out of the beautiful town of Skokie. You're a last-minute fill-in here for Ray Kaplan, so
yeah,
thank you for...
I hope Ray's doing all right.
Ray came down with a little bit of a bug. She didn't feel well and didn't want to come in here and pollute us, so thank you to Ray. So you agreed at the last minute to swap appearances. Yeah. Ray will be on next week. So, you're on this week.
So you're going to talk about student loan forgiveness?
Can
we figure out the federal...
I'm going to leave it to Ray. I'll leave it to Ray.
That's well played. I should have thought about
that. I'm surprised you didn't.
I let that one out there for you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
What are you going to be talking about?
So we're going to be talking about one of the top 5 questions that are constantly being asked of us, and that is, why do I have a squeaky floor and what can I do about it?
All right. That's phone number and website if our listeners want to reach out.
Give us a call directly at 847-674-7500 or visit us online at MrFloor.com.
David Schluter, I've got an interesting, I saved it for you and Kari because I didn't want to talk about it prior to the show. Because in the 22 and a half years, I feel like I'm 3 years old, 22 and a half years, because the half
three
year...
Three quarters. Is it close
it's
to
August.
Three quarters?
Okay, August.
So
it's about half.
Yeah, it's about half.
I've never had this experience that I wanted to share with both of you, and you will say, wow, that's interesting. Because we had a situation where a lady was buying a house from another lady. We had the clear to close. Remember this one? And the lady refused to move out of the house and finish the transaction. Yeah. So how about that? I got something that's going to top that one. Okay. That one was the craziest thing that you and I, that I've experienced.
Oh, at that point, yeah.
Yeah. This one trumps that one.
I'm ready.
This one just beats the living bejesus out of that one. I never heard of this, and I want to get your opinion later on the show. What are you going to be talking about other than what I just brought up?
What, Igor, was that 1% savings on the school loans? What's the fee?
Yeah, it's just a hair over 1%. Yeah.
Income-based repayment program, Igor? You want to
Yeah, I'll quote the statutes later.
Yeah, could you dive into
absolutely,
that?
Absolutely, yeah.
Just end it with, depends. That's an attorney thing.
But no, actually, escrow agreements, it sounds like law school boring, but shot in a goal on a situation that I was able to help out on. They are used when something can't get done before the closing, but we have to close because the mortgage rate's about to be up or whatever.
Yep.
And it's a winter story that ended up turning out better because of the good weather. And I'm just going to use that as a teaser. But yeah, it made me look good. And I'll tell how to avoid what this person got into.
All right. Phone number.
630-285-5300.
All right. We got MegaPros Jeremy at MegaPros Home Improvement. Hang on.
847-658-8989.
Your dad always said that was the best jingle better than Igor's.
We've been over this. It really is the best jingle. Yeah. It's soothing. It's nice.
847-658-8989.
It's like you're smoking a cigar and having a scotch.
Maybe, yeah, just a fine scotch.
A fine scotch. Yeah.
It's a very nice jingle, but...
847-658-8989.
It's not your Mr.
Fleur. Yeah, come on. We're not rocking out to you. I mean, you know
what? If you want to get up, listen, if you want to get up and moving.
You're right.
You know, and you know, it sort of creates an action.
I don't. Oh, so like type of a. I'm gonna start dancing, and then I'm gonna look down and look at my floor and be like, listen, you know what, my floors aren't great. I should probably call these guys.
You should probably grab a bottle of Mr. Floor Cleaner.
Yes.
And
yes.
get working.
You I definitely know what my, agree with that.
You know, what my jingle is?
Yeah. It's an amazing jingle.
Yeah. It leaves a lasting memory.
Is that how you roll out of bed?
That's right. That's what I wake up
Dave's
to.
Voice. Yeah.
It's that. You got that. And then, of course, it gets you going. So that first one gets the blood going. And then the other one gets the legs rolling. You know what I mean? What are you talking about? Ash is like, we got to go to break. What are you talking about later?
Let's talk about the snow blizzard that we had yesterday, right?
Yeah.
It was devastating. Treacherous, right. Wasn't it?
I mean, tough driving
six
in.
To 10 inches. Wow.
I put the chains on. I was bringing it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they kind of overshot that goal, didn't they?
Exactly. Yeah. Just a little.
Yeah. Like, we didn't even get any rain.
No,
we got nothing.
Zero. And then it just zeroed out.
And you know what? It's our computer models.
Of course.
We're sorry.
Yeah.
Not even a sorry. The computer
technology's only gotten better over the last 15 years.
It moved south. It moved south.
They weren't even close.
Not even.
It moved south.
How did they
We're fine. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. Kari Kohler, we have a text message from 847. Foreclosures are going up. Buy one of those. Inventories going up too. Condos are being scooped up quickly, though. So here's my comment about foreclosures. When you go year over year. Last year we had no foreclosures because we couldn't do any foreclosures due to the COVID forbearance on proclamation that you couldn't foreclose on anybody. So of course the foreclosures number going up, because when you go from 0 to 50, right, you've increased your speed by 500% or whatever the number is, right, because you were at a dead standstill.
Yes.
So, of course, the foreclosures are going up. We've been talking about, I'm the only guy on the radio that's been talking about the foreclosures are coming. What are your comments to this texter? Foreclosure going up, buy one of those. Inventory is going up, too. I haven't seen that. And the realtors that I do business with are telling me it's still tight out there, like you have been telling me. Condos are being scooped up quickly, though. Your dime, your dance floor.
Okay, in Chicago, what it appears is condos are actually at a slower pace. Single-family homes, townhomes, those are going quicker. It seems that the buyer of today is not loving the high HOA in the condo buildings. So the single-family homes, townhomes going quicker. In the suburbs, if your home is polished, it goes very, very fast. Multiple offers still. So people are accepting the rate and saying the markets are cyclical. The rates will change. I will refinance when they do.
Yes.
So the market is still turning here in the Chicagoland area.
I just did a prequal for a couple. Three or four kids, forgot how many they keep having kids. It's like you, Jerry.
Oh, boy.
Thought I was doing a prequal for you. I thought, you know, pick up the phone, you're pregnant again.
Yeah.
So they're buying a $550,000 condo. Monthly assessments, $1,700.
Yes.
And she keeps coming back to me, I want my payment at $4,500. I'm like, I'm sure you do. I go, but your $1,700 monthly assessment is blocking you from doing that, which is the equivalent of, in this market, $250,000, $25,000 mortgage payment. I'm like, I got a 1 gallon bucket here, and you're trying to have me get 5 gallons in this 1 gallon bucket. So those assessments with the taxes are what's capping the appreciation on condos in the city.
Right. You better appreciate the amenities if you're going to pay that those HOA fees.
Well, that's what I said. I'm like, are they bringing you like Eggs Benedict every day?
And that'd
like
be press? So awesome.
I'm like, yeah, it'd be awesome. Yeah. Are you getting I'd a mani-pedi
for that?
I'm like, what's going on, Dave? You want to comment?
Yeah, I just had a purchase. David, you had your story. We do this thing called a 22.1. And for our listeners, your buyer's lawyer, your buyer, if you're the buyer, your lawyer sends a letter to the seller saying, what's the forecast in that building? Right now, they're at 527, but what's going to happen in the next year or two? The thing comes back. The building is aging. We are approved $6.7 million for the following items. That thing is going nowhere. 454,000 tuck pointing. Again, the building is aging. I'm thinking like, who is, well, the people who are there are stuck.
Well, it'll go. The people that are there are going to have to pay for the improvements.
Right, yeah. Right.
And they're going to have to do a set aside for that.
Right. Well, they're blowing through all the reserves. Bottom line is, when a buyer sees that, now, if I hadn't written that letter, which, you know, I'd be getting the letter, like, what the heck's wrong with you? Mm-hmm. But the issue is, if you're out looking this weekend, lean over to your agent and say, can you go ahead before I make an offer and get that document out of the association now? Rather than tie up my earnest money, tie up a lawyer, they can talk to the management company. It's a form they send every day to lawyers, so they have it in the drawer. What's the forecast of what's coming? And these older buildings, there's no way around it.
Kari?
Well, and the listener had the question about foreclosure. Still, 20% of our listings are distressed sales. This is such an interesting market because homes are flying off the market, yet we still have the distressed sales. And there's distressed sales out there, even so. And that's because the economy has been a struggle for people from day to day, and that's understandable.
Jeremy and I were talking about this today at breakfast. It doesn't make sense.
No.
Something's not
clicking.
Something's not clicking because here locally, and I don't give a crap what's happening in South Florida.
Yeah.
I don't care what's happening in Texas. I'm a Chicago guy. I'm telling you what I see in Chicago. I got a call from a divorced mother or two living in a $750,000 redone home in Skokie. Okay, one of the old split levels. Yeah, you know, nice. You've been to 400,000 of them.
Sure.
Okay, so she's got a $300,000 first loan at 3.5, $150,000 HELOC. That the payment went from 406 to 940 in the past 12 months. I've known her for 25 years. I've been doing her loan for 20 years. She wanted to combine her $300,000 first and $150,000 second in her $700,000 home. I'm like, absolutely, we could do it. It's a huge mistake.
Yes.
She's like, why is it a huge mistake? I'm like, you got 300 at 3.5. It's going to be at 7. It's going to start with the 7. You're doing a cash out refinance. And then your 150. You're turning it into a fully amortized loan at a slightly lower rate, but you're doubling your payment on your first loan. It's a bad move.
Yes.
And I go here. On top of that, brace for impact, because Fed Chair Powell is going to throw in another quarter to three-quarter point adjustment. I hope he does three-quarter to scare the crap out of everybody instead of this, you know, walking
quarter
slowly.
I'm
like, just blast the market and shock the system. That's what's happening right now. People are losing their jobs.
Yes.
People are overextended on their debt. The credit card debt's overextended. The savings rate at its lowest level. And there's an imbalance here in Chicago. I don't care what's happening throughout the United States. And here in Chicago, there's an imbalance.
Yes.
But we're still not 100% feeling it. So what?
Well, you're not feeling it because here's the other thing.
Yeah.
Okay? A financial planner, I don't know if I mentioned this last week, a financial planner told me that back in the day when, I talked about last week, when your utilities weren't paid.
Oh, you did talk about it. With the credit cards?
They turned off your utilities.
Yeah.
Now you just put the utilities on your credit card and add that to your credit card, and then you extend it out, and you're just paying the juice on that. Your utilities never get turned off, so there's no pain. Okay, I told the story how I sat in front of the oven that my mom opened up because we couldn't afford the gas bill. The gas bill didn't get paid. Probably wasn't the safest thing there. You know, inhaling gas.
It explains.
Maybe
a lot.
That explains a lot.
It really does.
Is that what stunted your growth?
Well, a lot of things.
There's a lot going on.
But I've got a distinct memory huddled in the kitchen floor in our apartment.
That's your only memory.
Freezing. Well, there's a lot of other things I can't talk about. I can, but not on the air.
With David.
I'm on a couch in my shrink's office at 150 an hour.
And how do you really feel?
I feel it's left an impression.
All right, good.
But there's no pain.
Right.
And nobody's got a threat of getting their utilities cut off. And it's always going to be fine. But late mortgage payments happen. And then rent stop. We're going to come back, pick it up on the other side of the break. 312-981-7200. More real estate talk with Kari Kohler, the Kohler Group, after these messages. 312-981-7200. MegaPro call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
What did you do with the ants one time?
Oh, a gigantic carpenter ant crawled out of my wall.
Yeah.
Scared the living crap out of me. It ate through my drywall. It was like blueberries with legs. You ever see those canned carpenter ants? It's literally like a baby blueberry with legs. It's like standing up with me and giving me the one gun salute. Like, I just went through your drywall. You think this vinyl's going to stop me? And those carpenter ants could, like, pick up a car.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Just moved into my house, Igor.
Yeah.
And out of the corner of my eye, Kari, I see this thing, like, this little flicker. And, like, I jumped. I scared the hell out of me. I'm seriously. As if it was yesterday.
I would have been right there with you jumping.
It's a carpenter. You're like I had never seen times the size of an ant.
I will tell you this. True story. I took a picture of it, sent it to my friend, best friend, who was a home inspector. I'm like, what the hell is this that just ate through my wall? He's like, oh, that's a carpenter ant. I'm like, what's a carpenter ant? He's like, they're big, juicy ants. You got ant problems. Yeah. Like, thanks, great. Just moved in the house. Well, fantastic.
Is this probably your new house or your old?
No, over on Charlemagne. Okay, Kari Kohler, we got a text message here. David, you say there's a rash of foreclosures coming. Could you please elaborate on the reasons why you have a particular feeling of why people are still doing 100% financing on new home purchases with huge seller closing cost credits? Well, I know why. Why don't you share what you're hearing from, and I'll share mine, but what are you seeing and what are you hearing, Kari, of the listeners that are calling you to help them out of their distress situation?
Well, money's tight. People are going through life changes. Some people are, of course, getting a divorce, health problems, this, that, and the other. Money is tight. And one of the first things that people do, you know, try to do, of course, is pay their mortgage. And then, of course, month after month, that bill gets very large and it becomes a challenge for people.
$75 for eggs, milk, and basics when you go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
It's $100 to fill up your gas tank. How do I know? Because I have relationships with servicers who are the companies that take your mortgage payment in from you to process them. And we're being told that the delinquencies are rising and they are at 07-08 levels. That is why I know that the foreclosures are coming, because this is what's going on every day. You're getting calls every day. We're getting calls for cash out refinances. We're getting calls to even in the sevens. I was telling Jeremy, like, well, who's refinancing? I'm like, very extremely desperate people are financing distressed right now because they're in a distressed situation and they're doing it before they miss a mortgage payment or before they miss a credit card payment or before they miss a student loan payment. Well, you're not making student loan payments.
Nobody's making. Apparently, we're not doing that right
for
now.
For 2.5 years.
We just decided.
I wish I had a student loan that I didn't have to pay. But, it's painful out there, and people who are listening that are calling you are running out of money.
Yes, and we've talked about it on the show before, and I just want to say it again. Come to us before it becomes a problem. Give us a call, because we have aligned ourselves with the professionals that can help. And if we need to do a short sale, that's a much better situation than getting ourselves into a foreclosure. And we have the process aligned, and we've got a team of 9 people that can help you survive through this and come out on the other side in a very good place.
What is the average, when you're doing these distress sales, the average values what of the homes? It range from 3 to 1.5 million? I mean, where are they on the spectrum of pricing?
Well, right now we have one at 250, one at 700, and one that we're talking to at 950.
Okay.
So that they're all over the board.
Yeah.
Cross section of the marketplace.
Those are pre-foreclosures? Those are short sales that you're working on?
They are people that have not been able to pay their mortgage for at least the last 6 months in those particular situations. And then, of course, no taxes either.
Wow. And their credit's destroyed. Their credit has taken a huge hit. They're in foreclosure cash status with the servicer. So their credit scores have gone down, Dave, at least 100 points. At least 100 points.
Oh, yeah.
And they've ruined their chance to buy another home for at least 2, possibly 4, possibly 7 years.
What is the... the impact on your credit report.
Oh,
short sale versus a foreclosure.
Steel toe boots?
Yeah.
Right to your groin.
Okay.
Well, but a short sale is better than a foreclosure.
Right.
What's that on your credit report?
You still have to typically miss mortgage payments show a hardship.
Okay.
So those late mortgage payments to get a new mortgage, a short sale, 2 to 4 years.
Okay.
Okay. Foreclosure, FHA 3 years, Fannie Freddie 7 years, alternative non QM qualified mortgage lender. Could be 2 to 4 years, depending upon your credit score. Wow. Dave? Okay.
How many times from 3 radio stations, Dave, are we told about don't take the phone call from the guy to set the foreclosure up? If you hear of someone saying, here's how you do it, you're going to miss this payment and that payment, no. Call David. Don't do that. As we've said many times, 3 missed payments is as if you have the sheriff at your door. The credit computer takes 3 missed payments as if you're already in foreclosure. So don't take those guys' advice.
But you could help them, right? Do they have equity in their home?
Yes.
So they have a mortgage payment, and their home is worth more than what they owe on their mortgage.
Well, one of them has
one
equity in their home.
Okay.
And the bottom line, the secret to it is as soon as it becomes a challenge, give us a call. It doesn't mean we have to take immediate action, but we can be your trusted advisor and help you through the process. The bottom line also is you want to do a short sale rather than a foreclosure. A short sale you can get through very quickly, and you can rebound, be back out there, and get loans for cars and houses and
rebuild
this, that,
credit,
and the other.
Right.
Yeah.
Once you go into foreclosure status, which is, like Dave said, 90 to 120 days late, you just completely destroyed your credit. So I'm glad that those listeners reached out, 250, 4, 5 to 9, whatever it is. I wish they would have reached out 6 months sooner.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? Before you make the first missed mortgage payment, because you're just like greasing the slide, and you're just picking up speed to bad land. It's not good, and that's a new place, bad land, that
I like it.
I'm developing.
Yeah, that was nice. But we're in it.
but you know you've got 14 cents in your bank account, and you know you have a $2,000-$3,000 mortgage payment, and you know you're not going to be able to make the mortgage payment and feed your kids and take care of the cars and send Johnny and Sally to travel hockey and basketball and soccer.
Because
God knows we can't stop the kids from going there.
No, we should stop that.
Some can. Okay. Dave, quick.
2 sets of grandparents just last week in my office, former estate planning clients, where the kids are saying, please help us with our mortgage. The 40-year-old kids go into the 70-year-olds. 2 in this last week. They're stable grandparents, but once that starts, you know.
So. Who do they call? And we'll talk about moving to Vegas later on the show, because I know you want to cover that, but this is huge, and we got a ton of text messages. That's why I wanted to cover it right now. So what should our listeners do if they know they've got 14 cents in their bank account, they've already made 1 missed mortgage payment, or they know they're not going to make April coming up, they just scratched by in March, or they haven't made March, it's the fourth day of the month, and they know in 9 days they're not going to have the dough, and in another 27 days, 17, what is it, 4, 7? Yeah.
You're looking at me.
In another 27
what are you, Rain
days.
Man?
Once you get to the next day, the first day of the following month, it's a late mortgage payment.
Yeah.
Just call us as soon as possible. We'll help you gently and gracefully work your way out of it. We would like to be your trusted advisor and make it happen for you. We can make it a soft landing and get you back on your feet.
Phone number.
630-587-4700.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Come back with David Schluter. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Dave, we got 6 minutes before the break. We got a heart out because of the news. Let's dive into what you want to talk about real quick. Your dime, your dance floor, fire away.
Yeah, the topic today is about escrow agreements. And what it is, when you are in a used house transaction, and there are things that the seller agrees to do, in the wintertime, it's pretty hard to do some things. In this case, it was literally replacing the septic tank in the yard. So we're in like January, and we didn't know we were going to get this warm weather. So there was $7,500 set aside. And
to replace an entire septic tank.
Yeah, not the field, but the tank.
Tank, okay.
$700. Okay, so that's set aside. Well, we're thinking it's the escrow agreement I drew, which is like a security deposit. The buyer doesn't trust you that, we'll do that afterwards. It's their house now. So I hold it in my account. It's a special account just for those. And the weather breaks. And so I get a call. It's all done. Hey, great. So what's the bill? I'm authorized to pay the bill, and then anything left goes back to the seller. Why is there money left? Because every buyer's attorney, all my colleagues who might be listening, you always shoot high because you never know what they could find. Yeah. Okay, so there was some money left, right? So I reach out to the attorney. He goes, well, the grass looks terrible. And I said, well, that's going to happen whether it was done in the winter or summer.
Did you tell him all his grass looks terrible in January?
Like, so he was attributing
grass looks good in
he
January?
Was attributing it to the giant hole.
Oh, okay.
And fortunately,
especially when you take a backhoe to it and dig up a septic tank.
Look at all your grass.
So fortunately, yours truly ended up looking pretty good because it was limited to the invoice, the repair invoice. In other words, I wasn't trying to trick anybody, but the bottom line is, it's going to rain. It's going to be some spring rain. They can throw. So it's flat. It doesn't look like a goofy, a military site or anything.
Did you have money set aside to sod the area?
No, that was not contemplated. And it's because, number one, they didn't ask. I didn't think about it, to be honest with you. But the issue is it's going to be fine. It's smoothed over. The guy did a great job. But the issue was the person said, well, I want to use the rest of the money that should go back to my seller.
Can't do that.
Well, it's a very strict thing. And again, I'm not out there. I have made mistakes over the years where I should have worded it differently. But actually, they made a few changes to my agreement before the closing that they wanted, which I rolled on. But so anyway, if you are a buyer, have your attorney make it as expansive as possible. And if you're a seller, have it be as practical as possible. What they wanted to do is say, well, it was related or whatever. We basically said, I shall pay the invoice. And by the way, the buyer, you can pull over laughing. The buyer picked the company that did the work. We let them do that because it was going to be their house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of times the seller wants their people, and that's I wouldn't recommend that.
I would never recommend that.
Yeah, I would never go for that, either. So, yeah.
I would never recommend it either.
Right. So it was there. So in other words, I had some hand, to use an old school phrase, in saying, well, talk to the guy who did the job. It was your buddy and blah, blah, blah. So anyway.
He's a septic guy, not a landscaper.
Well, they're right. Well, okay. I know. There's a number of things.
Grow grass in January. We should.
In your basement under.
You should come into my office and answer.
Very strong lights.
Just come to the office here. I'll put you in there. You can answer the calls.
Okay, yeah.
Deal. But anyway, the lesson is, you don't have to delay your closing if it's something on the exterior. Or as we had during supply chain, remember that phrase, you had regular things that needed to be done inside, like the seller broke a cabinet or something, and those were escrows too because they literally couldn't get there. So anyway, it is a possibility. Don't let your lawyer tell you delay closing over some outstanding repair item. They'll use that escrow. Think of it like a security deposit. The lawyers have to do more work, actually, but it's a safe way to do it.
That's too bad.
Yep.
And it depends on the grass. I got that out of there.
You can winter grass?
Well, the smoke. I forgot to explain it. It's not funny anymore. Kari?
I was just going to say, for when you're doing a real estate transaction, for most of us, that's one of our largest financial assets. Always pick someone that is incredibly experienced. I mean, there really isn't a huge difference in cost. So pick someone who is experienced because the devil is in the details.
How long have you been doing this, Dave?
37 years. Okay. And the thing is, the costs, guys who do a great job like my staff and I, which mainly my staff, I'm just in sales.
Right.
But the issue is,
you're the pretty face.
Yes. The issue is we are on a flat fee basis, so because there's people out there saying, "I'll do your purchase for free,"
I'm going to take care of your parking tickets and
they'll throw that in there.
Because of the competition, the albatrosses like me actually are stuck. Yeah. It's okay, I make a good living, but the issue is that you're right. It's for the shopping. If somebody goes 1 year real estate lawyer versus 37, I unfortunately don't have the privilege of charging thousands of dollars again. Not complaining, but that's the reality. We're all on a flat fee because of the competition.
We're going to come back with my unbelievable example of what happened that never happened to me in 22 and a half years.
Unbelievable.
It's
love it.
Crazy.
And Sunday.
I want paper, too. Well, every time I see you do that with the paper.
And for the angry texter who is a Marquette fan,
yes.
Relax. The game's today at 1 o'clock. St. John's Red Storm versus the number 6 Marquette Golden Eagles. So nice. There you go.
Thank you, Texas.
Pop an Ambien and switch to decaf, for God's sake.
You know, he could have just Googled it.
Right.
I mean, he just wanted it announced.
He's like, he's hopping on their phone.
He sent you a text.
To send me a text when he could have Googled Marquette game.
That's right.
Yep. For the love of God, Carmen, can you help me out with the sports on this coming up next? All right, we're going to throw it to the news. The news is next from the Northwestern Medical Newsroom. This is Home to Home Chicago, 720 WGN, 312-981-7200, Megapro's call, text, and photo line.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Megapro's Home Improvement and Restoration. Mr. Floor, Igor Morak, Kari Kohler from the Kohler Group, and the law offices of David Schluter. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, Megapro's call, text, and photo line. Had a spirited conversation with Jeremy about PMI.
It was so good.
So here's the situation, Dave and Kari. Perfect borrower, had all the conditions approved. One of my loan officers. We needed a title update. So we go back to the selling attorney to get the title updated because there was something wrong with the legal description. It took the attorney's title company like 3 days to get back to us for a simple correction. We get it back later in the afternoon. We immediately submit it to underwriting. We have a commitment date of Friday, right? Now this is happening Wednesday afternoon. Unfortunately, we had people sick, and you know, what should have been a quick turnaround, we're like, we can't get to it on Friday. We need a one-day extension until Monday morning, until we're fully staffed to get this done. Okay, waiting. They canceled the contract, Dave. Ouch. They canceled the purchase. The seller canceled the purchase contract. It took them 3 days to get us an updated title. As soon as we got the updated title, we submitted it for a clear to close. We had operational challenges, right? You know, so we asked, because it took you 3 days to get us the updated title, you know, for a one-day extension, they rejected the extension and canceled the contract. Have you ever had that happen in your 30-plus years of experience?
The answer is there was another offer. I'm sure
right. You
figured that
right.
out.
The seller's attorney wanted the deal to get killed.
Yeah, couldn't wait. Rubbing their hands together, hoping you were asking for a zip code update. Now,
how long does that take? 5 minutes from the title company? Does it take 48?
Does
it take 72?
If it was a typo, in other words, if you're saying that their commitment was incorrect...
And we need an updated title.
Right, but you said it was something in the title, meaning if there was a legal description issue, that was a typo from day one internally because your underwriter caught it that it didn't match the last deed.
Right.
Okay? That could have been a whiteout situation with an IBM Selector typewriter.
I'm not doing that. It's got to come from
the title company. But they could do it versus saying, we have to send it back to Joe and this. If there was a very easy fix, like a lot number or something, and then that could have been cleared after closing in their computer. Looking back on it, you had no idea that they were going to nuke you. Now,
they waited till the last minute to get us the title, every seller's attorney does, which is a major problem.
Other than our office.
But it's a major problem selling attorneys that are listening.
I know.
It would be nice to get your lender, not just me, but all the lenders out there, the title when we request it, when we get the contract.
Yes. Now, what happens from our side is sometimes we send it out early, but it doesn't make it to all five people who are asking for it. So that's one little defense of the lawyer. So it's in your...
Stop yourself. Hold on. We get the purchase contract.
I know.
A lender gets a purchase contract.
Right.
Don't give me this attorney double talk BS crap.
Well,
okay, here, hold on. I'm not done.
I'm listening.
We get the purchase contract.
Yeah.
We're gold.
Right.
Lenders are moving fast.
Right.
We need this, that, the other thing. We're not slowing down.
Right.
We send the title request right then and there to the attorney. And the seller's attorney, you guys sit on your asses and your office turns around quick. But most of them wait until the last minute to get us the title, and then it's a rush. It's ridiculous.
Well, it shouldn't happen. There's no.
I feel better. I got that off my chest.
So just so you know, if they're saying they're worried about losing money, that's a lie because all the title companies have a wash agreement.
You got a reciprocating agreement.
Well, no, they cancel it out.
Right.
Now, here's another thing about the circumstances. Some buyer's attorneys write a letter during the attorney review, which if I actually have it come into my office, we agree to it. And it says this, in the event an extension is requested, not the fault of the borrower.
Right.
The seller shall not have a right to terminate based on the extension.
Oh, that's good.
Well,
right.
That's good.
In this case, it would have been the sweet spot. Now, if the guy doesn't want to give you the tax return, doesn't want to pay for his appraisal.
We had all that done. He was done.
No, but in the ones where they deserve it, that screw them. But in this case, because it was a non-buyer caused issue,
right?
If that now, I'm
it was
not
a selling side that caused a delay,
right. But I'm
the
not
selling
saying
side
that
was looking
attorney,
for a reason to kill the deal.
I know, but if that poor buyer's attorney who now lost the deal for his people, if they
and the
didn't,
realtor,
right? But if they didn't think of that language, they're not a bad lawyer. I'm just saying, anybody who's listening, if someone sends that to our office, we agree because they have to have the magic language. We don't do it unconditionally. Some lawyers go, if an extension is granted, seller cannot cancel. Well, that's too wide open because we don't know why they're.
Have you ever had that happen?
Well, this is what I'm saying. The devil is in the details.
Right.
You've got to hire experienced
right.
people. So many people think, what could go wrong?
Here you go. Yeah.
Everything could
it's
go wrong.
It's only hundreds of thousands
yes.
of dollars at stake.
Now, if it's yeah. a lost job for the buyer and that
that's way, a different you know, situation.
Right. But then again, the what that was, you had that Friday deadline, which is brutal. We hate having that. It's the only area of law.
It took you forever, the other side right. selling attorney, to get us right. the title that we requested
right.
at the beginning of the transaction. And then you yeah. pull this crap?
Yeah. Here's another one. That would have come at the direction of the seller.
Of course it did.
Right?
Yeah.
So they had,
seller didn't want to sell the house.
They didn't care about the other person. Or no, they just had a better offer. But the bottom line is that's a clue for buyer's attorneys, like Steve Stone used to say for you, long pitchers out there, for the new attorneys, throw that in your letter.
How about this? How about this, attorneys? Order the title when you send us the purchase contract.
We don't mind. We do it.
Well, I know you do it.
Right.
But don't wait until the week. My office is constantly calling selling attorneys and saying, where's the title? Where's the title? And I just said, start copying everybody
right.
on the transaction.
That's okay.
I said, start copying everybody.
Another solution is some lawyers don't have a staff.
Hey, Sammy, I'm running the show. I'll get out when I want to get out. Thank you.
But
go ahead.
Some lawyers don't have a staff, and they're in a place like a little cave, and so they're overworked on that. So when you deal with the law office, David R. Schluter, right? We have four people. So it's because a lawyer can't do it all themselves, but a lot of them are under that. It doesn't excuse it delaying.
Then do something else.
Spend the money, right?
Right.
Spend the money to have
Find
a staff.
Find another profession.
Right.
You can't do your damn job.
It had to be embarrassing, I'll tell you that.
Well, it didn't feel good.
Yeah.
You do all this work. The buyer didn't right. do anything wrong. And the attorney waits for the last second to get yeah. us a title. We get the title. We
yeah.
need an update. It takes a couple, 3 days to get the update.
Yeah.
And then doesn't give us a one-day extension.
Yeah. And no apology, I'm sure.
Just for grins, like, you know, in your free time, because I know you have so much of it.
Yeah.
Did you go back to look at that house to see if it sold for more than
I could tell you for sure they either didn't want to move the house
okay.
or they're selling it for more. I guarantee
okay. so
you.
That's available
know.
Later.
Yeah, I know.
That'll be
I was just curious.
Yeah.
Like,
I guarantee you that's
yeah,
what's
like,
happening.
Is my point correct?
It's the first okay. thing that I said.
Right.
They
well, what
either,
did I say? I said better off.
Yeah.
They got a better offer or they didn't want to move. All right, we got to take a quick break, so
okay.
we have to have Sammy
horrible.
Tell me we got to take
And you
got to
take like a heart medication.
No, I'm fine with that. I'm on double doses when I walk in there every Saturday. 312-981-7200 to MegaPro's call, text, and photo line 312-981-7200 MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Selling attorneys, Dave, I'm telling you, you write the contract, you send the contract over to the lender. That is when you should hit the go button to the title company to order title instead of waiting for a week before the closing. It's ridiculous and a huge waste of time, and it puts stress on everybody.
Amen. We do it the day it comes in.
All right. I feel better. Igor, we're talking floors next. 312-981-720. And I got a text here. What?
I saw the 847 number that told you you're yelling. That
yeah.
one?
Yeah, no, I don't. Oh, okay. If you get in line. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, before we throw it to Igor. Interesting, 847. Dave, interesting you blame the seller's attorney for killing the deal when your attorney suggested there was another offer on the table. Don't you think it was the seller who was calling the shots? Listen.
I said that.
I know you said that. The seller was definitely calling the
right.
shots. The seller's attorney shouldn't have been put in that position
yeah. right.
to listen to the seller. If he or she would have hit the send right. button on the title order and the title came out, we would have caught the...
Earlier on, the early, first round. If you had it earlier...
We had the loan clear to close
right.
other than the title.
Right.
You can't send a commitment out if there's liens on the title.
Right.
Or if the title screwed up, right? We
right.
can't get a final approval.
You can't trip a stamp, a double stamp.
There also could have been
exactly.
a phone call. Again, I wasn't there, but there
could
also could have been an urgent phone call to the higher up saying, this is going to explode the deal, and somebody could have dropped everything and fixed it. They could have fixed it.
That's just ridiculous. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Igor Marak. Marlene is waiting for her Mr. Floor wood cleaning product. So you better, because she's listening.
Hand delivered.
I know. She sent me a text. Did he bring me And you don't want to upset Marlene.
Well, you know, Dave, so I had every
Marlene's
intention.
Marlene's been here the longest.
I had every intention to bring it, but because I'm filling in last minute, I didn't have a chance to.
We've heard it.
To grab
it.
If he doesn't have 17 cases in his garage. Yeah. Whatever. Uh-huh. All right. So what are we talking about? We got a long stretch
here. I'm excited to talk about floors.
Yeah. We're going to change it up a little bit.
Squeaky floors.
Yeah. So, you know, squeaky floors, we get calls every single day. Squeaky floors. What do I do? Why are they squeaking? What can we do to correct it? So I thought it was appropriate to me to bring this topic here today and talk about it. And you know, maybe have some listeners call in and maybe ask us about their squeaky floors. But squeaky floors, bottom line, is the reason most floors squeak is not because of the floor itself. It's the substructure underneath it. And, you know, we regularly get calls from clients that have older homes where their home actually predates the invention of plywood, David. And their floors are installed on top of these little 1x3 pieces of wood known as a sleeper system. It's basically little pieces of wood running perpendicular in direction to your wood floor. And it's those little guys that the wood floor is attached to that begin to actually move and squeak over time. Jeremy, I'm sure you see this, you know.
All the time.
Right? Yeah. So we see it all the time
well. We just screwed their hardwood floor down, right? Isn't that what you were going to say?
No, I'm just kidding.
I could give you that advice.
I know.
Bad move. As David knows. But there's no, unfortunately, there's just no easy way to stop it. The movement is underneath the floor. The noise is originating from underneath the floor. And there's no easy way to get to it.
I got an idea.
Yeah.
All right. We might make millions, maybe even billions.
All right.
Cool. So let's share it with everybody on the radio.
Yeah, why not? Right? Nobody. Forget it.
Tell me quietly.
Yeah, I'll tell you. It's just you and me right now, Igor.
Nobody's listening.
It probably is. Don't worry.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, after what David just put everybody through.
They all turned their radio down. Do you think you could actually take that close cellulose insulation and spray it in between each one of those sleepers?
So I understand conceptually what you're saying.
Right.
To kind of fill in that cavity.
Exactly.
That void.
And then put a little bit of pressure on those sleepers, kind of support them.
Possibly.
Right? Like you would for a house or something
like that. So there are three places that squeak can originate from, right? It could be the wood floor that's attached to the sleeper.
Yeah.
Right? So that there could be movement there. The sleeper attached to the floorboard.
Could be concrete, could be plywood.
Right?
Oh, it's not plywood.
No, it would be a floorboard.
Yeah, it's floorboard.
In an older home. Or that floorboard attached to the joist.
Joist could be squeaking too.
Which is why driving screws like David did into his floor doesn't solve anything because you don't know where you're trying to attack it. Yes, Dave?
About 5 years ago, young man buys this great condo on the north side, $320,000. He had a really good income, and they put in the MLS hardwood floors under carpet. And he always wanted to have that. His parents had it, so he takes out the carpet, and there was 1,750 wood screws.
Yeah, wow. We see that.
So let's say that's unusable hardwood.
Yeah, highly unusable.
It took like weeks to unscrew all those, and it was shot. It was all cracked.
It renders it unusable. You cannot. Yeah. So for everybody listening, absolutely do not start driving nails or screws topically from the surface of the floor down into the floor because you're not really going to stop that squeak. Mm-hmm. You have to eliminate the movement first. Jeremy, to your point, yeah, if we know exactly where that squeak is originating from, putting a cellulose type material, an expandable foam, in essence, to kind of fill in that void.
Roy is listening right now because Roy,
there might be an opportunity for Roy.
Yeah, they do some close cellulose stuff too.
Yeah. But it's a question that comes up all the time. And you know, again, you know, back to the real estate conversation we were having, Kari, I'm sure you see this as well. You know, people trying to buy or sell a home, there's a squeaky floor that comes up on an inspection report.
Yes, it does.
Right.
So Dave would say sell your house. We would say put carpet over it. You would say what?
I would say, you know, that floor ultimately needs to be repaired. And the way you repair it is you actually open up that area that's squeaking and moving. You create a nice support structure underneath. You tie in some new flooring.
Even if it's sleepers or anything, it can be done.
Okay. It could be done.
I say turn up the television during the walk.
Yeah, headphones. I was thinking headphones.
Put it on 47, channel 32 and 47.
Yeah, but you have to tear out that whole section.
Can you do it in the middle? Say it's in the middle of the floor. You're not going from wall to wall, are you?
Yeah, it's much harder to do because of those sleeper systems. They're spaced anywhere from 12, 16, 24 inches on center. And what happens with that is you open up over here, but then you destabilize it over there.
Yeah.
And so you wind up opening up a much larger area. So in general terms, you really wind up replacing either large sections or rooms or really the entire area of flooring.
Yeah.
How much is that?
Well, it's not cheap. And the way that, you know, prices have been going with lumber, and still, even though the supply chain has more or less come back to just about normal, the pricing has not come down.
No.
So we've stabilized in terms of the increases in lumber costs, but the cost of lumber itself is still very high. So our labor has stabilized, but the material costs have not. So the short answer, Dave, is it is expensive.
It's an investment, but it depends on like what your OCD level, right? Does it kind of bother you?
Or if you want to sell your house.
Well, that's where
if you want to sell your house, you almost have to fix that.
Yeah, it comes into play mostly on Kari's side when she's buying or selling, depending on whichever side it is, and it will always come up in the inspection report because we get called in on those inspection reports, and in many cases, we'll actually go out with the realtors that we work with on a pre-inspection of the home before the offer is even placed to figure out what is going on. Is it cosmetic or is it structural?
So
or
just listeners that are out there, if you have a basement underneath that floor, there may be a way to get rid of that squeak.
Possibly. It's an exposed ceiling.
It's got to be an exposed ceiling.
But again, Jeremy, if the noise is originating from that floorboard that's attached to the joist, then you can reach it from the basement side.
Sure.
But if it's in between the floorboard and the wood floor, which is in that little sleeper system.
Then we got our expansion foam idea.
Then possibly we got to talk to Roy.
Exactly.
he had to tear the whole section out of my home.
Oh, yeah. No, we've done it plenty of times. So I know exactly what Igor is talking about. And they make products. They sell it at Ace and things like that. It's like a little screw and then the head clips off.
It snaps off, yeah.
It's just, it's not great, right? It's not a permanent
solution.
It's not going to solve the problem.
It might for a second.
Yeah, we got to come back after the break. Phone number real quick, and then we'll pick it up on the other side. We got traffic and weather.
Absolutely. Give us a call directly at 847-674-7500 or visit us online at MrFloor.com.
Now we're going to throw it over to Mr. Kleppen. We've got Kathy. We've got Robert. And we've got Tom. We promise to get to your calls after the news. Annette, whatever. That's Tom. Oh, Annette. Annette in Portage Park, sorry.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We were talking during the break how Kari was cleaning with the Mr. Floor cleaning product, which is kind of ironic that that's what you do the day before your birthday. It's Kari's birthday today.
Oh.
So now we know what her pre-birthday cleaning experience is. Her pre-birthday prep is.
Yeah.
Cleaning her hardwood floors.
Okay. Hey.
I was telling Kari, you know, it's a great exercise program. You just grab our cleaning product, you know, and just go to work.
So we have to sing because it's a tradition here. So 1, 2, 3,
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kari. Happy birthday to you.
And many more. So there you go.
That was fabulous. Thank you.
I think I was going to miss that one.
Yeah.
We've got a question from Kathy in Orland Park about the cleaning products, Mr. Floor cleaning products that she ordered and wants to know how to use them. Go ahead, Kathy. You're up.
Okay. I have a couple questions. I just ordered the cleaning product for my hardwood floor and for the vinyl floor for like my kitchen.
Yeah.
I bought, like, I don't know if they call, for a better term, the mat that comes with it or whatever.
Right, right.
So I haven't had a chance to do it because I had surgery and I can't vacuum and do stuff like that until another 2 more weeks. So I'm getting ready to do that. Do I just, like, spray it on the floor and then wipe it up? Or I was a little bit confused when I saw that.
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. So we make our products very easy to use. They all come pre-mixed, meaning that all you do is spritz it right onto the floor and then use that microfiber mop that you purchased from us to just simply walk the cleaning product off the floor. So kind of like what you see at the United Center when they, you know, during the Bulls games, you see those guys walking back and forth with those big mops. It's kind of the same the same process. You want to just spray the product down in a line and then just walk our mop up and down and swivel that mop as you come around. And then when you flip that mop over, you should see all of the debris and everything that's sitting on your floor that's basically been transferred now onto the mop. And that's really the advantage of our product, is that it's designed to change the surface tension of that dirt and move it from the floor onto the mop and off the surface, rather than a bucket of water and whatever else is out there that people have been using, where all you're doing is smearing that same dirt all over your floors. We're actually looking to remove that dirt and move it completely off the surface for you.
And Kari is a big fan of the mop as well, right, Kari?
I am. And we were talking, Igor and I, at the break. This wonderful young man brought me a homemade cake yesterday for my birthday, and I had a huge piece of it around 8 o'clock last night. So then I was like, what can I do? I got out the mop and I started mopping my floor to burn some calories.
Nice.
Then I woke up this morning to a beautiful floor.
There you go.
So it worked out.
Yep. Happy birthday.
Do you have any other questions, Kathy?
I do. One more. Do you have a ceramic tile cleaner? I don't remember. I'm in my car right now and I don't remember.
We do. We do, absolutely. Okay. So back to MrFloor.com. We have a full list of all of our products on our online store. And what you want is the tile and grout cleaner. It does a fantastic job for ceramic tiles, porcelain tiles, grout. Great product.
So my next question with the ceramic tile is, could you use that in the ceramic tile on the walls in the shower too?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, as long as you have ceramic or porcelain tile, our tile and grout cleaner is absolutely perfect for it. And if you have natural stone, if you have marble, granite, slate, then we actually make a natural stone cleaner that specifically cleans those products and those surfaces as well. And again, it's a spray and wipe. Very, very simple.
Okay. Oh, that's good. So
you should think of like a male hygiene product.
Just for you?
Yeah.
He said, yeah.
I'm spray and wipe?
Yeah. Spray and wipe. No more showers for Dave. Yeah.
Just, all right, Dave. Well, I'll work on it.
They're just so special occasions. Got anything else for us, Kathy? You're good.
No, I think I'm good. Thank you.
Thank you for your order. Yeah, thank you.
312-981-7200. We got a texture here at the Squeaky Floors. Their recommendation is put baby powder on the squeaky floor and tap it with a hammer. What does that do? Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, unfortunately, we have heard of that. It's a bit of a gimmick. It's something that they're looking to basically lubricate the nail or lubricate in between two pieces of wood that maybe are rubbing or touching, and in an effort to eliminate that noise. But in essence, what you wind up doing is walking across your floor and getting baby powder on your socks, and you get this big poof of
I think
baby
Johnson
powder.
And Johnson came up with that idea.
Maybe. Yeah, yeah, I would not recommend that. For there. Sure. Yeah,
well,
for
I
sure.
recommend Gold Bond medicated.
Oh, okay.
Fantastic.
Nice. Okay.
Gold Bond.
You have to start with the yellow, move your way up to the green, and then graduate to the blue.
Talcum.
Don't start with the blue because you won't be able to handle it. I'm a Gold Bond medicated. Right. I should be maybe a sponsorship.
Actually, yeah, think about that.
If you start with the blue, forget about it. Don't ruin it for yourself. You won't know what's going on. You need to be a professional. You got to start with the yellow, go to the green, and graduate
this
to the blue.
This is fascinating.
I keep a bottle
is
in the
that
office.
Why you're asking me to develop something for you?
I don't need to go
I need
deeper.
Spray and wipe.
I just wanted to throw it out there to help our listeners.
Igor's like texting his R&D department
yeah,
right now.
For guys, get on it right away. Right away.
You see that lady with the Lumi stuff?
Yes.
She's a genius.
Yes, 100%.
Okay, so I'm thinking maybe you and I come up with some type of concoction,
yeah,
and I go out there, I'm like, my butt stinks all the time, spray and wipe it on it, we're good to go. We can make millions. That lady's a genius.
Mr. Floor and more.
That Lumi lady?
What's a Lumi?
That's perfect.
Hey, what's a Lumi?
There's this lady that says, do you stink? Two squeezes
it's a
of Lumi.
Feminine hygiene,
but they're using it for men now.
Yeah, they are.
She's really? A genius.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna Google
Lumi. Look this lady up. Okay. She's a marketing genius. Yeah, she filmed her commercial on her iPhone.
On her iPhone, yeah.
And
sure.
she went all over cable.
Yeah.
And now she's got a professional setup. I love this lady.
But I believe her products actually work.
I don't really care. I'm sure it does. It's got to work. She's
look at this. Their website, outrageously effective.
Yes.
Outrageously effective.
So when
effective.
I said spray and wipe, yeah. I think we've got something here.
All right, Dave.
All right. 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break here. But first, I got to throw this out here. Tommy in Montgomery, you've been hanging on. Annette Portage Park, I'm going to pick you up on the other side of the break. Quick question, Tommy. I got a minute before the break. Title lock. What's your question? You know this is my favorite subject.
My question in regards to the title lock, my wife and I have been concerned. Our title has been cleared for several years. We're understanding that people can come in and get information, being it's public record, and start milking your title account. Is that correct?
David,
you live in Cook County?
No, Kendall County.
Kendall County, okay. Well, in the Chicago area, title, the counties automatically let a homeowner know anytime somebody has done something to their title. And it's a nice feature because usually up in the city here, we have more problems. The issue is, do you have a mortgage on your home?
No.
Okay. Yes, you could have insurance for it. It's very unlikely. You can insure anything. I'm sounding like David Hochberg, but
yes,
you could insure if out of the Wacker Drive building we're in today, a window could fall out exactly on your car. It's very unlikely it's going to happen. It does involve quite a scheme of notaries and everybody else, and you'd know pretty quick because your first tax bill that should have come out doesn't go to you. So that's going to, you know, there's a lot of safety nets involved. A lot of safety nets involved. Can it happen? Knock yourself out. But just like anything, you can always insure anything. But it takes a lot of people to do it. And the bottom line is, and it doesn't happen one thing at a time. What they actually do, sir, is they forge your name and deed it to themselves and then become the owner. And again, that's major crime. It's got all kinds of problems. They do have to have a phony notary. The recorder's office does not have an obligation to check out everything that comes to them.
How many of these seen in your career have you seen?
None.
Okay. So, Tom, do you have insurance for a piece of the moon breaking off and landing on your home?
Not as of yet, anyway.
Okay. I think you have a better shot of having a piece of the moon, my personal opinion, than having somebody steal your title. Like Dave said, you could have insurance on everything. I think the $300 to $400 a year that they're going to charge you could be better spent elsewhere. Okay?
And you can also periodically check online once a week if you want. It's free. Go into the county website and you will see any activity. And if you don't see any activity, you're good to go. So that's better use of your time.
And money.
Just go ahead and look. It's all public record.
Does that make sense, Tom?
Yes, it does. And the reason we kind of wanted to find out is the late night commercial. I wonder why it was a late night commercial.
Sure, so. And it's all over the TV and the radio. And you know what? Here, I'm gonna give you a simple bit of advice. Read a book and stop watching TV. Okay, and
then
you won't catch any of that. All right.
Okay, my wife's doing the reading, so we're in business.
All right, we'll have her read the book to you, and you turn the TV off.
There you go.
All right, Tommy, I just saved you a ton of money.
All right, thank you, gentlemen.
All right, hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. 312-981-7200 to MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. Annette from Portage Park, we're going to pick you up on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere. You've been hanging out for like 4 hours.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Dave, we get those calls all the time for that LifeLock, and they scare the hell out of... I'm assuming this young man in Montgomery was greater than 65 years old, and they just bombard you at night and just scare you to death that you need this insurance. And
One side of it is they will actually monitor it for you. But again, now, as I was telling Igor on the break, now that all the counties, even in the middle of nowhere, have websites where you can periodically put it on the 17th or whatever you want to do, and you look, and if you see no activity, keep moving on.
Right. 312-981-7200, MicroPro's call, text, and photo line. And in Portage Park, thank you for hanging on this long. You have a question for Kari, Dave, and I.
Yes, thank you. As usual, you have a fantastic, interesting program from an avid listener, so don't worry about that. Anyway, I have two quick questions. What's the least amount of money a company can put on your home if they want to put a lien on it? And second question, what amount would it be for them to do so?
David?
Yeah, so a lien actually does not happen as fast as some people get scared into thinking. For example, if it's a creditor lien, they have to actually, not a contractor, we're going to get to that in a second, but a regular creditor who you have to lose a case, actually has to be a court case, and a judge has to sign what's called a judgment, and then that lawyer has to take the time to record it. The only exception, dear, is a contractor. It is not a lot of money because they're a protected class. Plumbers, drywallers, electricians.
Tradesmen.
Yeah, if they fill out a form saying they made demand on you and they file that within 90 days of them being at your property, that is not an expensive proposition and there is no minimum. So if you want to call me on Monday or Tuesday and tell me what you're up against, I'll give you a free consultation and we can make some strategy moves. If you got a pen handy, I'll give you my my number.
Yes, what is it, please?
Yeah, it's my name's Dave, and I'm at 630-285-5300. I'll be interested in who's threatening to do that. About once a month, I actually, when I explain to people when somebody is just outright scaring them about a lien, I give them a lot of calm because they don't realize it. In the cases besides contractors, it takes a lawsuit. Someone just can't send a lien, except for those contractors. All they need to do is fill out a form and notarize it and pay $40, $50 to record it. But we'll talk on Monday and Tuesday, and I'll definitely give you some time to analyze what moves you should make next. Okay, don't stress out and go for a walk. It's a beautiful day.
I can't do that. So
I'm sorry.
Nice job, Dave.
Yeah,
make
Joe
her feel
Biden,
guilty about not taking a walk.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry about that. But either way,
it's still a beautiful day.
Still a beautiful day.
How about doing calisthenics, Dave? You want to have her do like maybe a couple of burpees?
No,
you
know,
you enjoy yourself, and I look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, so thank you very much for answering my question.
Okay, I look forward to hearing from you.
All right, Annette, hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product of your choice. You got an Oiga Vault, which
thank
means
you.
I know what Oiga Vault means. Means Oiga, oh my
I
god,
do too.
Right? Yeah, so does she?
Did she hit him with an Oiga Vault?
Yeah, she slipped in an Oiga Vault at
oh,
the
boy.
End.
Oiga Vault.
You got an Oiga Vault.
That's not good.
That's not good, Dave. You better do about 10 Hail Marys. What are those?
I don't
called?
Know what that is, but. It doesn't seem good.
It's Yiddish. Not good.
It's Yiddish. Well, it's definitely Yiddish.
Do you want to talk about the bug lady from Niles?
No, 312-981.
Because that's so far over the top. 312-981-7200.
No, we're good. We're going to go to Jay in Chicago. Jay, you got a question for Igor.
Yes, how you doing? I had a bathtub that was a biscuit color before, and I reglazed it to white just over the Christmas break with the surrounding tile as well. And I want to know, what can I use to clean it without damaging the glaze?
So you should be able to use our tile and grout cleaner. Actually, we'll do a fantastic job on that surface. Those glazing products are extremely durable. It's an epoxy-based enamel-type product. So our cleaning products, our tile and grout products specifically, will do a fantastic job for you.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
All right, hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice, Jay. See, no Oiga Vault there. He got out clean.
What is the closest?
Oiga Vault?
Yeah.
Igor?
I don't know.
Like,
maybe.
Oh boy?
Or it's like yeah.
Or
oh my
is
God.
It worse than, it's okay.
It's yeah. Like, an, oh my God, oh like, boy.
What it means is Dave's going to have to give her a special rate. That's what
yes.
That's
okay.
What it means.
No, you know what it means? It means that there's no way in heck I am able to take a nice walk.
Yeah.
In this beautiful weather.
Yeah.
Or do burpees.
But in Dave's defense, he wouldn't know that.
Were you touched by the kindness to a person? All I yeah, it's okay. I will say it again, not to her, but I'll tell the next listener.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. Both my husband and I each own our trust accounts. Should our property tax bills be sent to the trust rather than our home address?
Yeah, that's okay. They don't need to worry about it. It can say Bozo the Clown on the tax bill. The tax bill runs with the property, not who owns the property. So you could send it anywhere you want. The bottom line is you can even pay online now, but no, there's no bearing on the legal status of your estate plan based on who's on the tax bill. I've actually had lawyers send demand letters to me over the years where they only looked at the tax bill and said, I represent John Smith, the owner of 128 Pine, and then I look at it and it's like two sellers ago, you know, because the tax bills fall behind sometimes. But yeah, they jumped on it and were threatening a case and all this, and I'm like, no, you got the wrong person. You know, that's not the owner. It has no bearing on the ownership. Only a title search will confirm who owns a property. You guys can enjoy yourselves, and it can say whatever it wants. It only needs the right permanent index number, so you pay the right bill.
630, I love it. Keep it up regarding my addressing the challenge with the seller's attorney, and 30 seconds later, hey, loudmouth, way too much time spent on your problem. Radio off, moving on. Listen here, Spartacus. It's everybody's problem trying to buy a home. All right, 630, and the realtor in here with over 20 years of experience is shaking her head. Yes. So here's the deal. It slows up the approval process of a loan. It's not just my problem. It's every lender's problem, which means it's every borrower's problem that's trying to buy a home that's not working with an attorney like David, who does send the
title insurance out when the contract is sent. So here's the process. You sign the contract. The contract's forwarded to whatever lender that you select, and the other attorney goes through attorney review. Upon attorney review, we start rocking and rolling. If you're a good lender, you're starting to collect information and not waiting the week. I got to hit a break. You can address it on the other side.
I was just going to say, it's the poor buyer doesn't have a house now.
Good lender is doing the work, not waiting for attorney review to clear, has got all the documents, and is basically ready to submit the file right away. It would be nice if the lender had clear title or some type of title, because it doesn't take, it takes 3 days, two, 3 days to get title. So after the attorney review, you press the button, we got a live deal, let's go. The transaction might blow up for the 400 reasons a transaction could blow up, but at least let the lender, whoever the lender is, have enough time to complete the transaction in a timely manner instead of sending them title at the last minute. That's all I'm saying. And I'm sorry that you turned off the show to miss that opportunity. So the next time you buy a home, you might be able to use this to not have problems. So have a nice day. 312-981-7200. What are you smiling?
I wanted you to do the Yiddish thing. Well, I'm not doing.
This guy doesn't get involved. No, he gets something else that if you translate it, they'll pull us off and Dean Richards will walk in. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. After the break, after news, we're going to talk more about financing with Kari Kohler and moving out to Las Vegas after these messages.
This winter, put down the smartphones and gather your family around the original.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPro's Home Improvement and Restoration. Mr. Floor, Igor Morak, Kari Kohler from the Kohler Group, and the law offices of David Schluter. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. Go to WG and David for all of our contact information. Elizabeth and Elgin, thanks for hanging on. You've got a question for Jeremy, MegaPro's Jeremy of MegaPro's Home Improvement.
Perfect. Hey, I wanted to know what tuck pointing is and what I should expect for how much it would be.
Well, tuck pointing is fixing brick on the outside of a house, usually, sometimes on the inside. But what seems to be going on?
Well, my fireplace, I think this is tuck pointing,
okay,
where the stuff between the bricks comes out.
The mortar, yeah.
Mortar, okay. So that's what I have. I have it on the front of my house, on my chimney, on the roof, and in the patio.
Okay. And some of the mortar is coming loose, coming out. Is any water coming in by chance?
No.
Okay, yeah. No, we could fix it. I mean, it depends on how many areas, inside, outside. It all. I'm going to pull an attorney question. It depends. I'd say under $2,000 is usually the cost.
Okay.
Yep, but you could give us a call. We service Elgin, and Dave will hit the jingle at some point in the radio show, but feel free to give MegaPros a call.
Ready? You ready, Natalie?
I'm ready.
847-658-8989.
You got that?
I got it.
All right, awesome. Well, hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Well, thanks for calling. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Natalie in Chicago, that's my youngest daughter's name, Dave. She has a question for you. Hey, Natalie.
Hi. This is the question. A sibling passed away a couple of years ago. Then the person they've been with for over 20 years passed away due to COVID. My question is this. The house they lived in was paid off. It was bought jointly. A twisted sibling has started paying the taxes thinking that way it'll be hers. Okay, what is the procedure to see where it'll go? The boyfriend did have an adult child and a couple of grandchildren. Doesn't matter who pays the taxes, and is this something that happens often?
Is the Twisted Sister, no pun intended, and they're a great band, is the Twisted Sister currently living in the house?
No.
Okay, so the Twisted Sister, so who's living in the house?
I don't know, because like I said, the boyfriend had an adult child from a prior relationship who has children. But I know that the sister of mine thinks by paying the taxes, she'll be entitled. That gives her an upper leg on getting the home because it's all equity. It's worth at least $200,000.
So, Dave, the legal term for this is a hot mess.
Well, right now, since the significant other, the guy, died second, if it wasn't joint tenancy, he actually owned it when he died. It could have been they might be 50-50 holders. We can check on that for you. If they were 50-50 holders, your family might
they
have a stake.
Tenants.
Okay, joint tenants. So forget about your side owning anything. You're being very compassionate about the kids of the man who passed away. They, by law, whether there's a new deed or not, control that property. So if they have the wherewithal to pay the taxes timely, then they're going to be fine. If you have any in with that family, let them know it's worth paying. What the sister's trying to do is what's called a scavenger acquisition. And what that is, there are thousands of properties in Cook County where people have given up paying the taxes, and there are tax investors who pay the taxes one time, two time, three times. They end up building up an interest to buy the property, but none of that happens to your sister without a formal tax deed proceeding that is like letter Z years down compared to where we are now. She's just starting to think that she's making an interest. Bottom line is, I don't want to advise her anything. She's trying to make a move on this. If you have people from the family, it would be very good to alert. If you don't want to see your sister building up that possibility, let them know to pay those taxes on time. Now, let's say they ignore it and they don't have the money. She would have to have a number of tax payments, and then she would go through a legal proceeding to purchase the property at what's called a tax sale. But even that, there's all kinds of letters that go out from the treasurer's office telling the owners you're about to lose the property. It doesn't happen overnight. The normal way it actually changes hands is if people have completely given up.
It's a perfect reason why you need to have a will or a trust or estate planning while you're still alive, instead of having this hot mess, legal term.
Yeah, if you have an in with that young man's family, let them know to stay on those taxes and to monitor any tax payments. If, in fact, it sounds like you're not supporting your sister's efforts, but it takes a long time. If it just happened a couple years ago, it's still within the period where they could come in and pay her back. What they do is they run a bar tab and they say, that lady paid three times. You got to give her all her money that she invested in your house that you guys didn't pay, and there's a fee to the county, and there's 18% interest. And the county treasurer's office issues a payoff letter to the family, that young man's kids and whoever's looking out for him, and then she's knocked out. She gets all her investment back, and it does pay out better than a bank does on interest because it's very good interest rate. But the bottom line is there's many steps that are going to happen before that family loses that property to your sister.
How many sisters do you have, Natalie?
Only one left, and I don't get along with her. I don't have anything to do with her.
Couldn't tell. How about brothers?
One.
Is he as twisted as your sister or no?
No.
All right, so at least you got one coming over for that.
Get in touch with that family and let them know to monitor that. And again, there will be a last chance for them to get it. They will have to pay her back. She's making an investment in the property. A lot of people do. There are entire businesses that do thousands of these every year. They're very technical. They have a good spread of money, but it does take legal action through the county before she'll own that house, okay?
Well, the silver lining, Natalie, is you get to hang on and pick your Mr. Floor cleaning product, all right?
Thank you.
All right, hang on, my friend. Thanks for calling. There's always a silver lining.
That's wonderful.
That's a great silver lining.
Do you ever feel like Santa?
How'd you like to be invited to that Thanksgiving dinner?
Oh, it'd be fantastic.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. That would be an interesting... Yeah. I feel sad for... Natalie, she got her hands full. So this is Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're going to come back with a mortgage question and talk about a lot of our listeners moving out of Chicago into warmer climates. And you are situated in Las Vegas and also, not so warm now, Colorado.
Yes.
That you could talk about. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Mike in Elk Grove Village and D in Chicago. We will pick you up on the other side of the break as well. Don't go anywhere. Well done there, Sammy. A little twisted sister there. It's good. Anymore. All right. Well, since we did that, we got to go to D. Hopefully it's not D. Snyder. This isn't D. Snyder. Is it in Chicago?
No.
From Twisted Sister, the lead singer.
But she sounds like a fan, though.
She sounds like a fan of Twisted Sister. Dee, you've got a question for Jeremy.
I am a fan of your show, sir. I am.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate that.
I listen to you as often as I can.
I told you we have one.
Ah, listener. Yeah. Thank you, Dee.
Well, thank you, Dee.
We so
you're
appreciate
awesome.
It. You're amazing.
Igor's like, nobody's listening. I'm like, Dee's out there.
No, no, no. Everybody's listening. Stop.
What's going on, Dee? Question for Jeremy?
Well, for the Mega Pros. I've recently been, it's been brought to my attention. I own a six flat that is about 100 years old, and the lintels are rusted, and they're pushing some of the bricks to the side of the building out, you know, like a pregnant lady. So I'm afraid of them, you know, falling off, obviously, you know, and hurting someone or what have you. So what is entailed in this?
What's a lintel?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not a soup, Dave. It's not a spice.
Sounds
it's
delicious.
Not a soup. Yeah.
No, not the lentil. Yeah. Right.
You said lentil. I'm like getting hungry here. Pregnant lentil. Pregnant people eating lentil soup.
It's a metal piece that stops the brick from falling.
Okay.
Let's put it that way. In the closest layman's terms possible.
Okay.
Yeah, Dee, we can help. We see that all the time. Do we know why they're rusting out? Do you have cracks above the lintels that water's coming in from the brick? Like, can you see anything that's going on, or have you not even really been able to diagnose? Okay.
No. I've just had someone that was doing some work next door to our property, and I called him over, and he kind of educated me as to what's going on. So what I'm looking for really is, you know, the best job possible of saving the bricks that we already have.
Of course.
Because it is the face of the building, and we cannot find the same bricks that have been
We have no problem saving the bricks, or even... There's a lot of Chicago homes that we save the bricks for just for this reason. So we have no problem matching in the event that does happen. We can inspect it. We can look to see maybe we can sand those lintels down. It could just be a surface rust. If they're all the way through, we could... The bottom line is we want to find the root problem.
What's causing it?
Yeah. We want to find out what's causing it. Where's the water coming from? Is it from the parapets? Is it from... Yeah, look at parapets. Dave's
that's
like,
a three-syllable word.
What is happening?
You're
His brain is exploding. So yeah, feel free to give us a call. We'll come out. We'll send an inspector out there. We'll look at what's going on, and we're happy to help.
All right, Dee.
Thank you. Could we do this sooner rather than later?
Because yeah,
this is
3 o'clock today,
there is,
Jeremy.
We can't. So there is a certain temperature that we only want to do tuck pointing at. In all fairness, so we're
what about
getting
the inspection.
The inspection we could do anytime.
Okay.
So we could probably have an estimator out to you next week, Dee, to address it. Don't worry.
Great.
Your bricks aren't going to fall tomorrow, chances are. So
no, you just
I said them. Chances
yeah.
are.
You just
look, Dee, I'll knock on some wood. We're in a studio. There's no wood in here. I'll knock on some
knock on my head.
Yeah.
It's okay. I stop knocking on wood. They tell me that it's knocking on wood is really a bad thing to do because you're calling the other one.
Oh, really? All right. Wow. Yeah, I'm not going to knock on any wood anymore.
It's true.
Thanks, Dee.
Yeah, I'm knocking on I knock on my skull.
There we go.
So,
deal.
Thank you both.
Yeah,
and,
feel free to give us a call.
The number
yes.
of what is it? 708 area code. I know this.
No, here, Dave will.
Are you ready?
Jingle.
Are you ready, Dee?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
No, that's the phone number. Hang on, Dee. I just want to make sure you were really ready. Hang on.
847-658-8989.
Did you get that?
Got it. 847.
658-8989. And you know, if you knock on a blue bottle of Gold Bond medicated powder, nothing bad will happen to you.
Unless you put it on you.
I heard the earlier, and I do have some floors that are, you know, kind of so I'm going to go in there now, pull the rug up, and just throw some of whatever talc powder.
Don't do it.
It doesn't work.
Well,
don't do it.
See if
don't
it works, Dee, and then call us back. We really got to get
into
work, this.
Jeremy. I'm telling you, it's
you
not going to work.
All right, thanks,
Dee.
Hang
on
to your Mr. Floor cleaning product.
That'll
of
work.
Your choice. 312-981-7200. Real quick before the break, Mike in Elk Grove Village, line of credit. How can we help you?
Yeah, David, I hear you talk about establishing a line of credit. I don't have any real debt. I have my mortgage, which I've refinanced with you your company about a year and a half ago.
Okay.
And the only other debt I have is my car payment. But I hear you talk about establishing a line of credit, like a second mortgage or something of in that effect.
Yep.
So I was just wondering if I should do anything. What do you recommend? And if so, how do I go about doing it?
How much is your home worth, Mike?
Well, they say about $250,000.
Okay.
And I owe about $125,000 on my mortgage.
Okay, good credit. Have a job?
Excellent credit, and I'm retired.
All right. So at 250, 80% of 250 is 200. You owe 125. You could take out a $75,000 line of credit to have for emergency reasons and for a holy smoke fund, holy crap fund. Okay? To not have a line of credit makes absolutely no sense to me.
You say always.
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 And the best time to take out a line of credit, Mike, is when you don't need the line of credit, so you have a line of credit that you could access when you have that holy crap moment that you never thought you would need the line of credit, because the worst time to need it is when you really need it, and then you don't have any income coming in, or you've got, you know, you're
bills
retired,
or
you screwed up your credit, or something happened. But you should. How's your income on retirement? You got a good steady income coming in?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Yeah. Then you should. I'll hook you up. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm 100% disabled veteran, so I get a disability check, Social Security check, and that. So I have a fairly decent income.
Great. And you're not paying any real estate taxes, right, Mike?
Correct.
Good. Okay, you filed that every month with Cook County to make sure that, due to the fact that you're over 80% service connected disabled, you're 100%. You don't pay any real estate taxes, which is great. So you've got that, but you should definitely get a line of credit just for an emergency reason, and I'll hook you up with my team at BMO, okay?
Okay, how I go about doing that?
I will connect you via email, and I'll get you, and I'll hook you up with my team over there, and they'll take care of you. So hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice, Mike. Give Ashley your email address, and I will connect both of you guys sooner than later, as soon as I get off air. I want to throw this to you. Your opinion on closing cost credits. Good, bad, and different. Then we'll go to a break and pick it up on the other side. Kari Kohler.
Okay, well, they're, of course, a good thing for the buyers. Sellers do not like them. Even if they are netting the same amount, they get very upset that they're paying the buyer's closing costs. And it's very hard to get them to understand that it's the same net.
Okay.
And what we were talking about often, the buyer is even presenting a better offer. They're netting even a little bit more than they normally would because they're asking for the credit.
Just a bunch of knuckleheads.
I'm going to explain why the seller shouldn't have any reservations.
Yes.
Yeah.
Coming after the break.
Okay.
Because the texter said, how come you always stress closing cost credits? Because they're the greatest thing on the planet and doesn't cost the seller anything. So let's roll. And I'll explain it in the calmest voice that I can.
Yes, please.
312-981-7200. It's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Right now, we're going to give our first gift card away. Sammy, are you ready for the drum roll there, Sammy? Hang on. We have a drum roll. We're all prepared here. Ready, Sammy? Okay, hit it.
A long drum.
You got the cymbals there? All right. So we got. All right. We need to produce that a little better for next week.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's a good one. Sammy is filling in for Benny, and he pulled that out of the archives. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Closing cost credits. A texter asked me, why do I love them? And what's the minimum down payment that buyers can put down a home? 100% financing for VA loans, as long as you meet the VA loan limit. 3.5% down for FHA loans, and Fannie Freddie loans are 3% down. So we covered that. The text you want to know about closing cost credits and why I love them so much. And you said, why don't you just rephrase, you know, just rehash what you said before the breaks about the buyers love them, but the sellers are confused.
The sellers don't like them because they always say, why am I paying the buyer's costs? And they're netting the same amount of money. And what we said right before the break is that often they're getting more money than they normally would because the buyers are asking them to pay the credit. So it's I'd love to hear you explain it from a lender's standpoint.
Yeah. And I'm doing my Kegel exercises so I don't lose my mind.
Yes.
Because it's such a simple concept. So here's what I recommend that everybody does. You don't bring up closing cost credits. Dave, agree or disagree? Until you negotiate the final price. Okay?
Yes.
So if you have a home, in this example, for $300,000, and you negotiate it down to $285,000,
mm-hmm.
great. You've got it down to the net number of $285,000. That's the number. So the realtor put the house on the market for $300,000 because the realtor did market analysis and thinks the house is worth $300,000.
Yes.
So if you then say, okay, you agree to $285,000, we would like to write up the contract as a $300,000 purchase with a $15,000 closing cost credit. The seller's still netting out $285,000. Now, if you want to put in there that the realtors only get paid at $285,000, the realtors aren't going to bark or balk at that, all right? For 15 grand, they'd rather get the transaction done. So what does this do? Number one, it helps keep values in the area $15,000 higher. Number two, it enables the buyer to access $15,000 to apply towards closing costs, attorney's fees, all applicable prepaids. They could pay for their insurance. They could pay for a home warranty if they wanted to. You could use all of that to fund escrow accounts as well. It limits the amount of money that the buyer has to bring in. So the buyer who's got thousands of dollars of moving expenses, moving trucks, U-Hauls, pizzas for everybody, beer that helps them move, maybe have to hook up utilities, maybe put in a security system, change the locks, all the stuff that you have to do. My wife running to Bed Bath & Beyond to match up the towels and the floor mat and the kids' toothbrush holder because they all have to be a certain color and they all have to match. That's where the money's going. So it does not hurt the seller one bit to sell a $300,000 home for $285,000 and no closing cost credit or for $300,000 with a $15,000 credit. All you are as a seller is being a jerk. That's it. There's yes. nothing to be afraid of. Okay, zero. Dave, you want to chime in a short answer, not a dissertation?
Why don't you take a walk, David?
No, go ahead.
just a little flashback for those of you been on all 3 hours. No, there's no harm.
Go take a walk. I get it.
No harm. No harm, no foul. But people are just narcissists saying, why would I help someone else? That's what's driving it. It's a post-COVID attitude. And no matter how much you beat your brains in, Kari, saying you're getting the same check. No, I'm helping someone. And that's a societal issue. One little 1% caveat is, because we're going to be on Facebook forever with this, if it somehow would make the appraisal be short.
Right.
But Kari would check that out ahead of time.
That makes
sense. Yeah. Right.
But that's the only
remote. But they're
not
going to do that.
And it does rarely happen because of the credit. Well, but that's just my legal opinion. But the bottom line is they're just trying to be helpful.
It's happened. Okay. So if you do it for three and it comes in at 295 instead.
Then it's 295.
Okay. Yeah. So you write it for 295 and you get a $10,000 credit.
Okay. No just big deal. Just wanted to say it because you asked.
Yeah. So if you're a seller out there wondering why, don't be a jerk. Okay, this is helping the buyer. Your number one job as a seller is to what?
Sell the home, net the most amount of money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if you sell it for $285,000 with no credit or $300,000 with a $15,000 or $295,000 because it doesn't appraise out in this example with a $10,000 credit, you're selling the home and you're making it easier for the buyer to get into the home so you can get out of the home and move on with your life.
Yes.
How about making them a little happy? Is that a problem?
Right. And you're keeping money. And yes, you're financing an extra $10,000 or $15,000. Big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the couple of shekels that you're laying out for the extra 10 or 15 grand that you're financing, while you're saving tens of thousands, $10,000 to $15,000 of real money, greenbacks, dollars, $100 bills, goes a long way. Igor,
So is it narcissism, or is it just people don't actually understand?
Yeah. I was thinking
until you just
they
laid
don't
it all
want
out.
To understand because it involves helping someone.
Kari? Wow.
Well, I think they do. I think you bring up a good point. When it's presented to them properly, they do understand it. Yeah.
But they still say no sometimes, Kari.
They do, for sure. It is netting the same amount of money. And so it's really important. I mean, it gives a buyer an opportunity to buy a home that they might not normally be able to do.
So if it's no skin off of their nose, why say no?
Because you're still trying to figure this out. You've got to stop using logic when you're dealing with people.
Right.
In the middle of a real
estate. This is not a world that I live in, David. So that's why I'm asking. Because right. To me, it's illogical.
Welcome
it makes
to
no
our
sense.
World.
Right, look at us. Okay?
We're all half nuts.
We're actually like 46, all right? And we look like we're 65.
Right.
We deal with this all the time. That's why when I go to realtors, don't talk about the clothes. Focus on negotiating
the price.
Right. Get the bottom line nut price.
Right.
Get to the bottom line price and then push it out. And don't bring in the closing. And what do? They bring it in early. They focus on the spinning ball and the fiery hoops instead of focusing on the end number. That's all that anybody matters. Well, Dave, quick.
I had a seller who had to give up $5,000 to hold the deal together on inspection. It wasn't about closing cost credits. And I got an email right after she agreed. Make sure to get me $5,000 on my next house to make up for this. Well, maybe there'll be nothing wrong with the next house. In fact, it was kind of funny because all they found was batteries dead and carbon monoxide, whatever. And that's all the guy could find. She goes, well, I still do your magic. Get me that $5,000 back. I said, I'm done.
Here's the other thing you don't want to do.
Kookie factor.
Here's the other thing you don't want to do. You don't want to list deformities that need to be fixed. Okay?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So what you do is you figure out how much the cost to cure is.
Yep.
Okay, from Jeremy.
Yep.
And you build in a closing cost credit to offset that. So then the seller has got an extra $5,000 in this example. I'm making up a number.
To go to Jeremy and take care of it.
To go to Jeremy to make it up because they didn't have $5,000 coming out of their pocket. Right. And the seller gave them a $5,000 closing cost credit. And they saved that $5,000 is still in their bank account.
Right.
So then they could call Jeremy at Mega Pros to come out and do the minor work that needed to be done.
But again, David, is it because people don't understand the math?
Kari?
Well, I go back to just what you just said, David. It is important to hire someone experienced to have your back. The people that don't have experience don't know all these details. And then when you align yourself with an attorney that also has the experience, you're protecting your most valuable asset. You're building your equity, the whole nine yards. It's really important.
It doesn't hurt. The bottom line, this is the most important part of this segment. Nobody is getting hurt. If you're the seller and you agree at 285 to sell your house at 285,
then that's it, right?
Well, and then you sell it for three with a $15,000 credit.
You're still getting 285.
You're still netting out 285, and the realtors are only getting paid a commission on the 285.
Right. And my loan as a buyer is 285 or 300.
Well, you'd be financing off the 300.
Correct.
But then you've got $15,000
that you didn't have to bring to close.
Correct. So on $15,000 more, you bring in 20%. You got to bring in an extra $3,000.
That's for our 708. Texting.
Yeah, no, that's it's a fair question. Yeah. So you'd have to bring in an extra $3,000 if you've got stamps or transfer stamps or whatever. There might be some extra transfer stamps, but that's negligible. But you still have in this example, okay, you're getting a $15,000 credit if you're buying it for three with 20% down. So you're ahead $12,000 because you have to bring in $3,000 more to get it to 20%. But you still have $12,000
to do
a ton of work in your house.
Yep. Yeah. Paint. Anything.
Paint, move. Yeah. I mean, moving's $4,000 or $5,000.
Yeah.
You know, window treatments, all that stuff. You put a new.
How much are matching toothbrushes and toothbrushes?
Ask my wife.
All right. I was like, who does that?
My wife.
All right. Really?
Oh, give me a break.
Like, how do your kids know what toothbrushes they're?
It's not the right yellow. I'm like, I'm out.
Is there an initial on each one of
them? Listen, don't be a smart guy.
Seriously?
I'm just telling you, it has to do with the color of the floor mats.
Wow.
The toothbrush holders.
That is some Martha Stewart stuff right
there. That's Elise Hochberg.
Way to go, Elise. Way to go.
Don't go.
I'm going to encourage it. That's fantastic.
It's game night. Don't ruin it for me. 312-989. It's Saturday night. I got 14% shot. 312-989-7200.
That's pretty good.
I know. That's
all right. Yeah, exactly.
Those are not great odds, David.
For me, it's stellar.
All right.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. It probably went down to 10% after mentioning that. WGN, we'll be back.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. We're going to go around the horn here and give a little nugget of knowledge. But we have couple of texts in here with questions about the tax liability of the extra $15,000.
Yeah, there's a dollar. So on the $15,000 one, it'd be a dollar per thousand. So $15. And then the county gets 50%, 50 cents per thousand. So another 50 cents. So you're basically talking $22.50. The seller might, if there's a $3 per thousand or $10 a thousand sticker for the seller, then it's the multiplier times 15. So if it's Elk Grove Village, it's $45. State and county, a buck and a half per thousand, and then whatever the village. Most villages don't have stamps, but the ones that do, you can call me ahead of time. Even if I'm not on the file, Dave, if I go for this closing cost credit, what are my stamps going to be? I have memorized all the municipalities after this many years. So
that sounds like a whole hobby.
Yes.
Is that what you do in your free time?
I tell people when they get their contract, and by the way, did you know, like in
what about the stamps?
Cicero and Berwyn, $10 a thousand. So if you sell grandma's bungalow for $200,000, she's paying $2,000 to leave. Oak Park, my family home, my brother still owns. He's going to pay $8 a thousand on his bungalow.
Okay.
And they don't get anything for it. Chicago's $10.50. $7 on the buyer, $3.50 on the
This
on
is
the
such a sexy topic.
$7 on the buyer, $3.50.
Thank you, Dave.
Anyway, it's real money.
Okay.
But not big money on our scenario. It should not affect the decision on the credit.
Kari, if our listeners are looking to move to either Denver, which is a hot market, I have four of my friends bought second homes in Denver because they fell in love with it in the summertime, and they love it in the wintertime because they're skiers and snowboarders and snowmobilers.
It's great.
Love it. Yeah. Love it, love it. And down in Vegas, due to the tech crash, there's a lot of good opportunities in Vegas because a lot of the California market had second homes in Vegas, and that's one of the markets that's kind of softening right now.
It is. There's some really good prices on some magnificent homes in Vegas. We'd love to help your listeners anywhere in the country. We run a full global relocation company. We happen to have real estate offices in Chicago, Denver, and Las Vegas, and we are here to help.
And stressing what we talked about at the beginning of the show about hardships. If you are having hardships, you need to call sooner than later.
Yes,
because the longer you wait, you hurt yourself.
Yes, yes. We are here to help. We are here to make it a graceful and gentle process for you, and we will do that.
And if you don't want to do it for yourself because you're embarrassed, look at your kids.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And take a look at your wife or take a look at your husband.
Significant other.
Significant other. Thanks for cleaning
that
up.
You're welcome. I'm so PC.
That mess in aisle five I created. Just take a look at your family.
Exactly.
And do the right thing for your family. Because if you're having struggles today, it doesn't mean you're going to have struggles for the rest of your life. You're just in a little bit of a situation that you need to get out of, and you've got a ton of equity in the home. And now's the day. I talked to a lady right now this week, 540 credit scores, right? Mm-hmm. Owes $60,000 in a judgment, $30,000 in credit cards. The house is worth 180. I'm like, you ever think about selling it? She's like, no. I'm like, you better consider it.
Right.
Right? No mortgage on the house. It hasn't paid taxes in 3 years, so she's going to have a tax sale. Mm-hmm. She hasn't paid her condo association dues in about 3 years. So I mean, you should seriously consider selling your home, renting a place, have safe harbor, and pick it up on the other side. So that's where we're at. If our listeners want to reach out to you, how they reach out to you?
Call me at 630-587-4700, and our website is thekohlergroup.com, and it advertises our global relocation company.
Igor. If our listeners want to reach out to you to talk to you, one of my old neighbors said, hey, introduce me to Igor. I sent you a text. And now you've got Ed, who's a, he does dental stuff. So if you're, your grill's screwed up, Eddie will take care of you. Ed Siegel.
Great. Yeah. He just texted me. I just texted him back. We'll take good care of him.
Just make sure that you bring, you know, he might have dirty hands because he sticks his hands in people's mouths.
Oh,
he's an orthodontist.
I feel like his hands would be really clean.
Probably.
Because he sticks his
hands. But Ed's a dirty guy.
Okay, fair enough.
Dirty or not, we're going to take good care of him. It's not a problem. But for all of your flooring needs, anyone listening out there, please give us a call at 847-674-7500. Visit us online at MrFloor.com. And if you'd like to try our cleaning products, please use the promo code WGN at checkout for a very nice discount to give it a try.
All right. Thank you for that. David Schluter. I was going to say Stephen Hochberg. That's my brother. But you're David Schluter, real estate attorney. For our listeners who want to reach out to you to get amazing real estate attorney advice and plan a trust and estate, how do they do that?
630-285-5000. 5300. Always a free consultation. And one quick plug, I have a YouTube channel now. It's Dave Schluter at That's What Dave Said. So check it out. There's 10 videos on there that are all very well done and produced and very good content.
They are very well done.
Yeah. And it's free legal. It's not advice, is it? It's free
no, it
legal.
Is. Oh, okay. No, it tells what it's don't free. Do yeah. this. Oh, okay. Yeah, I go all in.
That's free.
Yeah.
You never hear that name or word come out of an attorney's mouth.
Yep. Best four-letter word that starts with an F in the English
not
language.
Not true.
Yes, you're thinking food. If our listeners want to reach out to you, Ford, because you
there
like Fords.
We do. We got 25 of them.
I'm trying to get you out of
thank
the box
you, appreciate
so we can
it.
Come back yeah, on next week.
Let's go take a walk.
If our listeners want to reach out to you guys.
847-658-8989.
So it's nice today. So, yeah, give us a call. Walk around your house. If something doesn't seem right, you could text us a picture, and you're like, hey, this just seems off. If you got leaves in a corner of an area of your house, that's probably not a good thing. Feel free to give us a call, text us, email us. We're here to help.
Your dad always used to ask me, what are you doing after the show, Dave?
Yeah. What are you doing after the show, Dave?
Whatever my wife tells me. What about you, Jeremy? What are you doing after the show?
Probably whatever my wife tells me.
That's right.
Yeah, you probably.
Just keep it in the lines, Jeremy.
Either wife or daughters.
Yes.
I'm more scared of my daughters.
You should be.
I know.
I've got three, and and I'm terrified.
Okay.
I'm David Hochberg. We hope you enjoyed the show.
Yes.
We hope you learned something from the show. We gave you a lot of information on the show to learn from, and that's what the show is all about. And yes, I got heated about seller's attorneys, which is a major problem. And if you're a seller attorney and you're a realtor, you know exactly what I'm talking about. That needs to change, because there's no reason why a seller's attorney should send out a title commitment 1 week before the closing when they have the contract signed for the past 30, 45, 60 days.
Especially a defective one.
Yes. All right, we got to get at it. If you want to reach me during the week, give me a call. 855-56-DAVID. Go to 56david.com. Appreciate you listening to the show. Have a great week, everybody, and we'll be back next Saturday at the regular time. Have a good week, everybody. Thanks for listening.